for years and years, and he knows he's interviewed all the big bands from U2 back in 1981 to Exploited, every major band. He also writes a few for a few magazines. We've got a surprise guest on the phone, and with us on the phone
is Tommy.
Tommy from the band Prong from New York, and Tommy's here to tell us that the band has a new album out, right?
Yes, well, it's not really new. It's new to most of the country, but it's called Force Fed, and it was available as an import recently in the last year, but now Important Relativity, in effect, Records has picked it up and licensed it in a new package and with a new track on it, so it's brand spanking new.
So this is the U.S. release. It seems you had trouble getting the record out in America, so you went to Southern Studios then in England?
Right, and they just licensed it over here to Relativity, the new label in effect, along with Agnostic Front. That's what they're launching the label with, Prong and Agnostic Front.
Right, and you said there's an extra song on the record?
Yeah, there is. It's called Bought and Sold. And I think the whole mastering and the packaging, everything is a lot better than the import that was out previously.
Right. Has the band changed since the album was recorded?
Not at all. I mean, you know, we're just getting better, I think, and just got off a European tour, and everything is going pretty smoothly.
So it's still Mike on bass and Ted on drums, along with yourself on guitar?
Oh, yeah, the lineup is still the same.
And Steve McAllister at CBGB's helped to engineer it, right?
Right.
How does it feel to work with him? He's been involved with the scene for so long.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, we've been friends with him, Mike being in Damage with him before that. And, you know, we can't do the next one with him, but we'll hope to do something in the future again.
Now, the album sort of falls into some metal vein there, too, some of the guitar leads that you play. Did the Prong start off as like a punk band and lean toward metal, or have you sort of kept the edge back and forth since you started?
Well, it's hard to say because I think all our influences are sort of a culmination of the last 15 years of rock music, so it's a combination of a lot of different styles. It's hard to say which is which, though.
And College Radio, I guess, you know, here at on Turmoil and NWUSB, we've been playing the import for now for since November of last year, I guess, for the last 5 months, we've had the import. So College Radio, I guess, sort of helped break the band over here throughout the United States.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we really appreciate all the support from not only College Radio fanzines or the underground thing, but College Radio has definitely been supportive of bands like Prong and numerous others. And, you know, people should support it more, listen, tune in, give any finances that they can possibly put into it. And especially you, Steve, you know, I've seen playlists. You've really supported some really good bands, and the Turmoil show has been great. So, you know, cheers.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. I really appreciate it. In fact, we've got from In Effect, they gave us some posters to give away. We've got a copy of, your poster, because you're on top, then Agnostic Front's underneath. And then the Bad Brains.
Bad Brains CD, right.
Right. And so, well, we've got that poster. We've got the Agnostic Front poster to give away for a $10 pledge. If anybody wants those, the number here is 632-6901 to pick up some a set of posters with Agnostic Front, the Prong 7 Seconds poster, and a Dag Nasty poster for a $10 pledge at 632-6901. Is the band heading back into the studios?
Yes, pretty soon. And hopefully a record will be out in September. Full-fledged album again, so look for it.
And you're going to be playing the States then once that comes out?
Yeah, definitely.
Has the underground changed since you started? It seems like New York has like a different stages. It gets really popular, there's a lot of clubs to play in, and then the level drops off and there's one or two clubs to play in. How would you describe the New York, you know, club scene now for bands?
Well, coming over from England, I mean, it's a lot different over here. I mean, just being on tour, you really notice the differences. It's really hard these days, and it's just hard, I think, basically because of the drinking age, and I think the drinking age being 21 really has destroyed a lot of the club life in general in Manhattan.
But yeah, you do occasionally play up at the Anthrax in Connecticut, one of our big supporters.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's further up there. I mean, it's not in New York, but, you know, we have played up there. I hope to get up there again.
Yeah, because we do have a lot of people from Connecticut who do tune into the show and frequent the Anthrax a lot. So, you know, I'm sure you'll be playing up there your next tour. I hope to see you guys up there.
Hopefully.
And you know, I just want to tell, like, anybody else who's involved in college radio who is listening out there at other stations to please check out the Prong album, pick it up. It's available from In Effect Records. I think that's being run by Steve Martin of Agnostic Front, isn't it?
Yes, he's a partner with another guy called Howie Abrams, and they've been doing a great job.
Well, did they first contact you about the record, or was it just, you know, you just talking to them on the street that got the record released here in the States?
I think they wanted us from a long time ago. I mean, Combat wanted us a long time ago, and it just never really happened, and this was like their first chance to get being licensed through Southern Studios, so, you know, they really did a good one for us.
And how was your tour in Europe? You said you just played Europe.
Yeah, it was great. We were over there for 2 months. Things were amazing. I mean, we have a single out over there that some people may have seen here. It's called Third from the Sun, 12-inch single, and it actually charted over there, which was weird, but, you know, so we had a really successful tour.
And you got a lot of support then from over there?
Amazingly so, yeah. I mean, it was really, really great.
What countries did you play?
We were in Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Holland, and United Kingdom.
Great. So you're 2 months over in Europe playing. That's great.
Yep. And we're back to work now.
Back to work, and then you're going to start touring the States, I hope.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Great, Steve.
All right, Tommy, thank you for calling.
All right, appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Okay, and all those people who are listening, as Tommy was saying, college radio does play an important role in this type of music, and without your support, we wouldn't be able to do it. And all we ask you to do is pledge us some money. For $10, you'll get the poster set. For $25 pledge, you'll get the Murphy's Law album. For $35, you can get an Island Records video sampler. And these things just go on and on. Why don't we give a listen to the Prong Forcefit album? In fact, this is the title track, I believe. And from Prong, thanks to Tommy for calling up. This is called Forcefit. And we're asking for your pledges tonight. 632-6901. Don't keep me on the microphone, all right? Call up, make these pledges, and I'll play lots more music for you. Prong here on Turmoil on WUSB Stony Brook. 632-6901 for your pledges. title track of Prong's latest album, Force Fed. Thanks to Tommy for giving us a call.